What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Welcome in, everybody. It is Friday, TGIF. Enjoy a beautiful day out there ahead of a beautiful sports weekend. It's Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester, and we have a jam-packed show for you today. We got to get ready for these NFL divisional playoffs, and we'll do it. Felix Johnson going to hop on to help us with the Chiefs and the Texans. That's a little later in this hour. Next hour, we'll bring in the full cast. We'll have Brandon Zinner, TJ Cleland, Paul Savage. They're all in. We got to make some picks this week, so we'll do that. Looking forward to it. Getting you ready for the weekend. We've got college basketball to preview, Sunflower Showdown, round one. Can the Shockers build on what they were able to do in their game against Charlotte? All kinds of good stuff for you today. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Man, could we have a bigger sports weekend? I mean, obviously you get into the Super Bowl in a few weeks and March Madness and all of that. But man, a divisional round matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs. We haven't seen them in a while, so looking forward to that. The anticipation is killing me. You mentioned Sunflower Showdown, all the other NFL playoff games. It's going to be a jam-packed show.
It'll only be 24 days since you've seen the Chiefs. That's all. A full calendar month, essentially.
The actual Chiefs, the real Chiefs, you know, right. not the backup Chiefs.
Not the fake Chiefs.
Yeah.
So we'll have all that for you. We're going to give away some HDO today. Stay tuned for your chance to win that. We've got all kinds of stuff to tell you about. A cool giveaway for the Shocker game this weekend that we'll tell you about. So we're ready for it. We're ready for it. Kind of a lull on the sports schedule. Missed Thursday night football. Not going to lie. Thursday night, we didn't have any college basketball last night. You could maybe catch Temple beating Memphis in the AAC at home. Maybe that makes you feel better if you're a Shockers fan on a couple of different fronts. One that, you know, Temple at home on that same home court was also able to beat Memphis like it beat you. Maybe Memphis is more gettable than they're getting credit for. So that was there last night. That's about all I saw, Tommy, as far as the game. You know, I'm not locked into the NBA in any form or fashion yet. It's pretty much scroll around college football and anticipate college basketball and anticipate the football for me. But we'll get you ready for it. This is going to be an awesome weekend. It's going to be great.
Well, I got caught up on Landman, so that was that's what I did last night.
You say caught up, what do you mean?
Well, I have three. I think I had three episodes to go, and we got at least one done. So
when did you start it?
Just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, we've been.
I thought you hadn't even started.
No. I was late to the game. We've gotten through probably. I think we're now through 8 of the 10 episodes. So this weekend will be like when we finish season one.
Yeah, we just finished 2 days ago.
Okay,
and then we actually. Look at us, real grown-ups. We actually had time to start another show last night.
Which one did you start?
Yeah. Lioness?
I've no idea. No clue.
We're two episodes in. It's really good.
Okay.
It's another Sheridan show on Paramount Plus. So it was good. It was a good start. A couple episodes in. I heard a lot of good things about it. So we'll get into that one. But I mean, you know, I'm so, but we, it's taken, we take so long to watch anything The fact that we were able to finish Landman, I don't know, it probably took us a month, but we got through it. And this one, we got two in one night. It's just like, what is happening?
That's impressive.
What world is this? I guess that's what happens when you don't have Thursday night football. You don't have any of our basketball teams playing. No marquee Big 12 games or anything like that. I guess that's what normal people do. So we'll get you ready for the weekend. Wichita State welcomes in East Carolina this weekend. Of course, you've got the Sunflower Showdown, which feels like it couldn't be worse timing for K-State coming off of a KU loss, probably looking to exercise some demons in a little bit. Paul Mills talked yesterday. We can get into that a little bit in our next segment as we also get ready for football. It's crazy that you have a team like the Chiefs, because we have talked almost nothing about one of the better playoff games going in that you'll ever get in Baltimore and Buffalo. Of course, all our attention. So we'll dig into that a little bit, man. It's they're going to have a weather game to some degree. I don't think it'll be as cold there as it will be in Kansas City, but they'll have a chance for snow. And so it's like, what effect does that have on how this game is played? We talked to PJ Glasser yesterday. If you missed any of that, you can go listen to it on the Odyssey app, our betting insider. He likes these teams to run the ball in that game. I don't know, Tommy, like if they're running the ball, I don't know who that favors. I mean, the hip shot reaction is Baltimore because they have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, but I don't think Buffalo has any problem running the ball a ton with James Cook and Josh Allen. I think they're fine doing the same thing.
Well, it's certainly not a lopsided, like you can't clearly point and say, yeah, the Ravens automatically win the game. If it's going to be a heavily focused run type deal, if the weather is that way for either team, because like you mentioned, Josh Allen can take off and he's really good at that. James Cook has been one of the best backs in the NFL as well. So it's not just like a automatic, you know, hey, Baltimore clearly has the advantage if both teams have to really focus on the run. Really, I think it's going to come down to what the wind is doing in Buffalo. It's going to be cold. It's looking like temperatures 14, in the 15. Teens, right? Yeah, but it's not going to be like a crazy, crazy whipping wind. It doesn't look like.
It'll be real similar to what they see at Arrowhead. Now I am looking up at the forecast here. It's going to be colder a little bit. 65% chance of snow right now. I have always been, I'm going to enjoy it if they get into the weather. I do, though, like, and these are both cold weather quarterbacks in the sense that they play in cold weather all the time. So it's not that big a deal. I have such an internal struggle with this, and we've talked about it. Like, I don't love high profile games like this being weather impacted.
Oh, I don't love like, it.
Well, but then there's the other side. Like, I enjoy watching it as it's happening. But if I was a fan of either of those teams, I would feel slightly, slighted, because, like, are you getting a true representation of who's the best team? Like, I think you are.
I mean, unless the weather is just at a point to where it is, you can't do anything in it. Like, players
three below wind chills with a 65% chance of snow.
Players are slipping. And like, I went to the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago when it was the Chiefs and the Bengals, and the wind chills were below zero. And there wasn't any snow. It was dry. But the wind was blowing, and it was really frigidly cold. One of the coldest playoff games in NFL history. And I don't think anybody walked away from that game thinking that either team didn't get a chance to fully show off who they were. And it was windy and it was really, really cold. I know that snow can play a role in that sort of thing too. Really, if you're talking about how the players are able to run around and if you're slipping and sliding and you can't do different things, I get it. I understand. I don't think that's what we're going to be seeing in Buffalo. There might be some snow. It's going to be chilly, but I don't think it's going to do anything to ultimately impact the outcome of the game.
Austin points out that Philadelphia also has the potential for snow during that game. I'll tell you who probably wishes there was a little bit of snow is the Lions. Maybe slow. Although Jared Goff's an inside quarterback, we know that.
Yeah.
And you're going to get it. So three out of the four games will be weather impacted to some degree this weekend. The Chiefs will just be cold, which isn't, you know, that big.
I mean, I guess doesn't that favor Detroit a little bit? The fact that they get to play at home in a dome, you know, and all of that.
Under normal circumstances, I would say a team that likes to run the ball like Detroit does, playing a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, give me a blizzard. But yes, Jared Goff has traditionally and historically been much better 100%. Inside than outside. So yeah, I think that's right. Do I love that three out of the four games in my favorite football weekend of the year are impacted by weather? I don't think that I
love
do.
It. I'm
I don't
here
think
for it.
I don't think that I do, but I'll enjoy it while I'm watching it. We'll come back. We'll preview the Shockers. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll do it next.
Seven, five.